Right now, we have an opportunity to talk to the starting quarterback of the first-place Arizona Cardinals, and Kurt Warner and his wife Brenda have an incredible charitable event coming up this weekend, and it lasts longer than just the weekend. It is America's Team Ball Drive, and Kurt and I are here to talk to you about it. Kurt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. It's always great to talk to you, and this is special. I just want to read one line that you have in your press release about this, which certainly hits home. Quote, "We have reports of increased military intelligence as a result of soccer balls shared with a group of Iraqi teens. It seems a small thing, but soccer balls save lives." I am not a member of the military, but congratulations on having anybody ever say something like that to you.
Well, I mean, it's just a fun event. That's it's a way to say thank you to our troops, to help them out. And like you said, I mean, there's opportunities over there where they use some of the sports balls to, you know, to communicate with some of the natives from the different countries that they're in. So it's kind of a great way for everybody to get behind our troops and our country and what they're doing for us on a daily basis.
You want a complete listing of where you can drop off new or gently used sports equipment? All you have to do is go to kurtwarner.org, or there's two other opportunities. Number one, if you can financially, just go to any Walmart and find a participating Walmart store on the kurtwarner.org page, then buy something right there and drop it in the box, or come to University of Phoenix Stadium for the game against Carolina coming up this weekend and drop it off on Sunday. We're going to talk more about this in just a second, but Kurt, now that the game's over, can you admit that it was extra special to beat the New York Giants, considering the fact that you were the bridge to Eli Manning?
You know, it really didn't have anything to do with that, and it was more about a statement for us as an organization. You know, and I actually was talking to some of the Giants players before the game and just congratulating them on all the success and what they've done as a football team over the last couple of years, really set the bar for teams and consistency. And, you know, just telling them, this is what we need as an organization, is to play a game against a team like the Giants, play them well, beat them if possible on their home field, just to let us know, hey, we can play with anybody in this league at any given time. And that's exactly what our team went out and did. And, you know, so I think it was just a huge and monumental win for us, you know, and something that we can really build off for the rest of the year.
How much do you guys care about the national respect tag and whether or not it's there?
You know, I don't think a lot of people care about it, but you know, but there's always a part of you that want people to recognize what you're doing, and you want them to recognize the things that, you know, that you represent. And that's one of the things that I don't think we get enough of. And, you know, maybe rightfully so, that we haven't had a lot of success here. So, you understand it. But, you know, I was just telling my wife the other day that I watched some highlights on ESPN yesterday, and they didn't show a single offensive highlight of the Arizona Cardinals when they talked about our game. It was all focused on the Giants, and granted, we made some plays in there, but it just continually amazes you that after the success we had last year and going to the Super Bowl, that we still don't get very much national recognition, that people continue to think of us, I think, as a second-rate team and organization, and you know, that's what we want to change, and we want to make sure, you know, the guys in that locker room, that we get the credit we deserve for the football that we're playing.
Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Why are you guys 3-0 on the road this year? What's different?
We're playing better football on the road. You know, it's funny.
Okay, I'll change the question. Why are you playing better football on the road?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I just think, you know, we're a more mature football team. You know, I think we went and played some good games on the road, especially at the end of the year and in the playoffs last year. And, you know, and I don't really know what the difference is. People always ask me, you know, why haven't you been so successful on the road, or why do you struggle? And it's funny because when I show up to the game, I don't feel any different when I'm on the road than I do at home. And so I don't know what it is, if it's something that, you know, mental fatigue, if it's getting oriented with, you know, the change of atmospheres and time zones. I don't know what it is, but, you know, for whatever reason, you've got to not let any of that stuff bother you. And this year, up to this point, we haven't. You know, we've come out and we've been sharp and we've played good, and we've played good from the get-go in those games. And I think that's a huge key, is to come out fast on the road. And we've done that in every one of our road games up to this point, and it's paid big dividends.
We're talking to Kurt Warner, and we're promoting America's Team Ball Drive. If you want more information, go to kurtwarner.org. The event's already underway, and it goes on until Sunday, November 8th, where you can drop off new or gently used soccer balls, bats, tennis rackets, volleyballs, different sporting goods equipment. They then get shipped directly to the troops. And what, Kurt, this year it's mostly Afghanistan and Iraq. Troops are going to be getting U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, I think that's where it's mostly going to go. But, you know, but we always, you know, talk with the military, and Packages from Home does a great job of connecting with, you know, different troops and different bases, you know, where, you know, where our troops are at. And, you know, so they'll get it to those who need them, those who can use them the most. And, so probably targeted those two areas primarily, but, you know, but could go elsewhere as well.
Kareem McKenzie didn't start for the Giants. That meant their streak ended of having five offensive linemen start in the same five positions. It was at 38 games. Now the Arizona Cardinals are actually one game behind the Jets of having the same five guys start the same five positions. You're now at 22 games. Do you get the feeling that there's complete cohesiveness there and you're confident behind that offensive line, or do you still think there's still a lot of growing to do?
Well, I mean, I still think we all have to grow. We have to grow as a team. We have to continually get better, and work on our consistency. But there's no question there's a comfort to know that you've got the same guys in front of you, you know, week in and week out. You know what they bring to the table. You know that you've had success with these guys. You've gone to the Super Bowl with them. You know, it's a good feeling. You know, I remember when I first came here that I don't even think we went 2 weeks in a row with the same offensive line in the same positions. You know, and I remember how hard that was, you know, not knowing what you were going to get and guys having to change and learn new things. And now to have the same group in place, you know, for a while now, and have them work together, because that's the one thing people have to understand, is that of any unit, I think on the football field at one time, the offensive line has to be cohesive and work together as one. And the best way to be able to learn how to do that is to play together, play in games, play in different situations, and we're fortunate to have had our guys do that for a while now.
How have you been able to handle this year's receiving core, in the sense where you know how immensely talented they are, but at the same time you're a rhythm guy and there's some injuries at the beginning of the season, some, you know, you didn't even know whether or not Q was going to be able to go until maybe late last week. How are you able to stay on the same page with everybody when the injury bug has kind of got them early in the year?
Well, it's always tough. You know, it's always tough, you know, because usually during the week you're getting reps, you're running certain plays that you have a good feel for what guys are going to do and know that they've got a good feel, you know, because, you know, we talk sometimes in the NFL that certain guys are rep guys. They need to see it on the field. They need to be able to react to it. They need to run it a couple times during the week to really feel comfortable with it. And so that becomes one of the hardest things, is that we're, you know, mixing things up. We're changing different plays, especially like last week, based on the fact that we didn't know if Q was going to play. So moving Larry and Steve around to different positions. And so Q doesn't get some reps on certain routes. And, you know, that becomes the hardest thing, is going into a game and feeling fully confident that guys know what they're doing, have a good feel for the route, you know, when they haven't had a chance to run it all week. And so that's where it gets hard. You know, but, you know, I got to give our guys credit, you know, just like Q, not practicing very much last week, comes out, has a huge game for us, makes some huge catches for us. And those guys continue to do that week in and week out. But, you know, I won't say that it doesn't mess with me sometimes, you know, just wondering and thinking and kind of second guessing sometimes, you know, are all my guys fully comfortable, you know, because they haven't practiced or because they're playing a different position now than they have all week?
Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Wolf took the day off today. So, Kurt, when you look at the future, do you allow yourself to even think about the Hall of Fame? How do you keep it out of your head?
You know, you keep it out of your head because you know it's out of your control. And that's the thing, is that, you know, I've appreciated the opportunities I've gotten. I've been blessed. I mean, God has given me some amazing situations to be in and some amazing rewards to the hard work and stuff that I've put in. And, you know, and whatever happens beyond that happens, is that I think I'm comfortable with the fact that when I've played and how I've played the game, I can walk away and be comfortable with that, whether there's any accolades after or whether there's not. That's not the important thing. It's how I played the game when I played it, and I'm satisfied with that. And, you know, if the Hall of Fame comes, what a tremendous honor, especially with my career and how it's played out and how long it took me to get here. I'd be tremendously honored to be in that group of men. But, you know, but you don't think about it because you think about, hey, I've given everything that I could possibly give. I think I've played this game at an extremely high level and helped my teams win. And it's easy for me to walk away and be satisfied with that no matter what happens.
Talking to Kurt Warner, Cardinals quarterback, I know you won't tell me who, but if it happens, you get one of the great honors, I think one of the neatest traditions in sports, in which you choose who presents you, who makes the presenting speech to everybody. Is that one of those questions for you that it's a no-brainer, you automatically know who it is, or is it one of those things that you would just have to wait before you found out, before you'd ever even start thinking about it?
You know, I haven't really thought about it, but you know, but if I were to be inducted, I would love for it to be one of my children. You know, I know there's a lot of football people that have had.
Well, how many are you going to allow standing up at the podium,
well,
Kurt?
I don't know. I'll have to ask them. I'll have to ask them if I can have seven presenters. But, you know, because that's really what this is all about. And that's really what my career and my focus in life is about, my faith, and it's about my family. And to represent them and to have them be a part of everything I've done, including, you know, the great things that have happened because of football. And so, that would be the biggest honor for me is, as much as I've had some great coaches and they would be great to speak for me and represent me, but, it would mean much more if I could have one of my children stand up there and present me if that were to happen.
Well, I don't have a vote, but you've got my vote. I know that that's been something you've been dreaming of, is getting a talk show host to vote for you. But give me one last mention about America's Team Ball Drive. Anything I've left off the table that that people need to know on how anyone can help you be able to help our troops?
Well, I think you've done a great job, but it starts today, goes through November 8th, including opportunity to drop off new or gently used sporting goods equipment at the game this weekend against Carolina. Most of the Walmarts in the Valley, you know, are taking part. You can check on my website at kurtwarner.org to get all the information. But, you know, it's a great tool that, you know, is used, as we've mentioned, for communication amongst our troops and the natives of the different countries. But it's also used, they start in sports leagues. They do a number of different things for recreation in their downtime. And, you'd be amazed at the morale that it helps to keep up in those places, the letters that we've gotten. So you just encourage everybody to go into their garage and find some gently used equipment that they're not using anymore. Or, like you said, pop by a Walmart. They always have great prices. And, you know, drop up $50 and buy some sporting goods equipment so that we can send it over and make a difference and say thanks to our troops.
Great to talk to you. Get a chance to talk to Coach Saunders or Coach Vermeil or any of the Luganbills lately?
You know, Coach Vermeil and I text back and forth last week. We haven't had a chance to talk in a while. You know, and I haven't had a chance to talk to the other guys recently, but, we hit each other up every once in a while. We stay in touch. You know, it's always good to talk to them, but, during the season it gets so hectic we don't get a chance to touch base quite as much as we would like.
I understand. Always great to talk to you, Kurt. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.